every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
And it all has to do with you.
Thanks for tuning in.
It's Rosie on the House, your weekend wake-up tradition.
Come on around back, Arizona. We're going all the way to the back 40 today. It's the first Saturday of the month. So we have Julie Murphy in our Outdoor Living Hour, spokeswoman for the Arizona Farm Bureau.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
It's December already, starting a brand new month.
It is, and it goes by too fast. It's my favorite time of year. I just have to say that.
And if you follow along in our home maintenance calendar, we put in what we're talking about each week in our to-dos. And what we try and do with this segment is match local commodities coming out of our fields and our ranches and that are being harvested in real time with the Arizona listeners so that when they're out doing their grocery shopping, preparing their meals, you know, that we can connect them with, you know, our local $23 billion ag industry through the Arizona Farm Bureau and support local farming and ranching and give everyone an idea of all the things that we do grow and harvest here in the state of Arizona. And you always bring in a guest, and your guest today
is Selwyn Justice. He's with Justice Brothers U-Pick, and they also have cattle. In fact, one of the reasons why I like to interview the Justice family is they cover three of the five C's: cattle, citrus, or it's, well, and you have done cotton in the past. What am I missing?
Yeah, we did cotton for several decades, yeah.
Yeah, so, and heck, we can all claim the climate C if we're in agriculture. So the only thing I don't think you guys have done, unless it's back in your history, is mining. And since that's the segue into the first segment, why don't you tell us a little bit about your family ag history here in the state of Arizona, Selwyn?
Yeah, so the Justice Brothers Ranch started actually in the 20s. My family has been in Arizona since the late 19th century, but we got started here in 28. And at that time, my folks were coming out of Missouri, and the dream for them was to get somewhere where you could grow all year round, and they certainly found that here. The Salt River Valley was all farmland at that time, and when they got started, one of the first things they planted out here was citrus. So it's gotten and that kind of thing as they move forward. But citrus was kind of the indicator that they'd made it out here into the land of all seasons. And so we actually, as a result of that, we're the longest continually operated family citrus outfit in the state of Arizona. And we're pretty proud of that. But we also raise some beef cattle out here. We've been doing that for several decades. And over the years, we've done all kinds of stuff. We've done just about anything that we thought would make a little bit of money. We did beans for a while. We did a little bit of wheat and a few things here or there. We did some melons and that kind of thing. So we've certainly been wading into the waters of Arizona agriculture for a long time. So, and 92 years this year. So.
Wow. Congratulations. And I do like to point out that Selwyn and then his dad, Dwayne, are kind of history buffs and like fun ag trivia, so that's important because you guys have been here so long, and gosh, you'll be close to celebrating your centennial. Next year, Arizona Farm Bureau celebrates the centennial, but because of all that, you know a lot about our water history and some of the other issues, and you're always trying, like you said, trying the new things. So one of the new things is your U-Pick. I think you're in your third year, maybe it's the fourth year.
Yeah, this is our fourth year. So we're running on a little bit of a delay this year. Our overnight lows with our citrus trees kind of added a little stress to them. So they're a little late. They're playing catch up. I go out and speak words of encouragement to them every day. So we're getting there. We normally would be open next weekend. We're going to be pushed back about a month this year. But yeah, we've been doing that for 3 years now. Or 4 years now, and it's been a lot of fun. It's been really interesting. Like you said, I'm a fan of the history of Arizona agriculture and trivia. My dad, I don't think it's fair to call him a history buff. He was there for all of it, so it's just him relating life experience. I can say that because he's not on the call with me. It's a nice way to be able to interact when I can with the folks that are coming out there supporting Arizona agriculture. So they get a chance to, I always say, one of the big one of the big value propositions we offer is come out and talk to some Arizona farmers and get some deeper knowledge and establish a deeper connection with the food that's grown around you.
So, cool. Rosie,
segment too, so I like it.
That's neat. Rosie has a question for you.
And who is your typical customer on the U-Pick field? Is it families showing up, and how do the kids participate in the fruit that's too high? And are you pushing a cart, or what does it look like?
Yeah, so we actually, so we have over 75 varieties of citrus, and so we have absolutely no interest in discriminating in between the varieties. So we actually sell a bag up front. We have 1/8 bushel bags and 1/4 bushel bags, which hold roughly 10, 20 pounds respectively. And the folks just buy the bags up front, and they go out and pick their own citrus. And we do have pickers there for some of the higher fruit, and then when it's necessary, we also have some wheelbarrows there on site. Of course, if you bring out the kids, they don't care how much you're picking. They really need to borrow that wheelbarrow regardless. And yeah, we get a fair amount of young families that come out. We're up in the Northwest Valley, and the U-Pick is actually in the city of Surprise. And so there's a lot of young families out here, and they really enjoy it. If nothing else, the parents get to come out and turn those kids loose on the farm. The kids just go tearing around out there. And by the time they get done, the kids are worn out. You know, parents have an easier afternoon of it when they get done with it. But and then we've got some folks that are just citrus devotees. You know, they've got a favorite variety out there. They call and check in to make sure it's ready to pick. And then they come out and they'll pick several pounds of it. I've got some really wonderful regulars out there. As a matter of fact, my buddy Mark, he's out there every weekend. And one time I had to take a phone call, so he just hopped behind the counter and was selling bags for me for a couple of minutes while I went and dealt with my business. And so I appreciate that too. A lot of the snowbird community likes to come out and do that. They're usually awestruck that they can be out and about when it's December and wearing shorts. Of course, I'm usually bundled up this time of year, but it doesn't seem to bother them at all.
Isn't that funny when you can see somebody in a pair of Bermuda shorts in December and January? So my question for the listeners, though, give a distinction between the citrus orchard that you were referring to that's one of the longest continuous growing and managed citrus areas here in Arizona, but the U-Pick is in a separate place, and then the story behind the U-Pick.
Yeah, so our home place is about 15 minutes away from where the U-Pick is, and we pick that commercially by and large. We did just open up a farm stand out here where we sell some local produce that either we grow or our friends grow. That's a pretty nice relationship. A lot of these people have been our wholesale customers for years, and now we have an opportunity to be wholesale customers of theirs. And so we have a farm stand set up over there in Waddell, just a couple of miles east of the 303 on Peoria. And then a few miles west of the 303 on Greenway Road, we have the U-Pick. And the U-Pick actually was a University of Arizona crop experimentation station out there. And that citrus station was operated for several years. A good friend of ours, James Truman, was the farm manager out there. And they decommissioned the station in 2007. And when that happened, that ground was leased from the Maricopa Water District. And James took over the lease. He ran a commercial for a couple of years, and he's actually the one that started the U-Pick. And when I moved back home from college, he gave me a call. He's like, hey, you're young and have a lot of energy, and you're interested in kind of mixing things up out here. I kind of want to get out of this deal. Would you be interested in buying me out? And so I did, and we got that started. And he's the one that set the groundwork and the blueprint for a lot of that stuff, which I really appreciate. But it's got a neat history, and that's why there's so many varieties out there. We have everything from a couple of acres of one variety to one or two trees of a different variety out there. So it makes it pretty interesting and exciting. And I learn more about citrus every day as a result of that, because there's all kinds of things out there that I had never encountered before we moved out there. Several different types of kumquats and limequats and all kinds of kind of wild stuff out there that I really appreciate. And we've got bergamot orange tree. If you Google the term bergamot orange tree, the first couple of pictures that come out are actually our tree out there, because they're not very commonly cultivated out here.
So those that are regular returning customers, have they gotten to know the variety of citrus?
I've got a family that comes out there. And the wife knows exactly what she likes. She likes those bergamot oranges. So sour oranges. I think they've got a little over an acre, and he really wants to plant quite a bit of citrus back over there. He's from Florida and grew up eating fresh Florida citrus, which is almost as good as Arizona citrus. And when they got that acreage, he wanted to plant quite a few trees. And I mean, standard commercial, you plant about, you can get, quite a bit of, about 100 trees on the acre if you really push it. So he wanted to get quite a few trees out there. So he has come out and sampled every single one of the varieties we have out there.
Wow.
As we come in the season, he comes back out and picks some more of them. And he's really got it dialed in on what he's interested in. And we're actually getting ready to graft some citrus trees here. We've got our own rootstock we've been cultivating. And he wants to come out and learn how to graft and all that stuff. So he's a pretty enthusiastic citrus person. So, they really get a lot of use out of it. And they find a variety or two that they like, and they'll come back every week for it. And it's a lot of fun.
So you see yourself expanding possibly, or certainly extending some of that reach, not necessarily land-wise, but making sure that these trees are continuously, fruitful, metaphor intended, and, that you're working the system, so to speak.
Yeah, we work hard to take care of them. We, as farmers, multi-generation farm family, stewardship is an important principle for us. And even though we lease that ground, and it's kind of a unique situation, usually farm leases are for a couple of decades. We lease on a 3-year deal out over there. But even then, we take really good care of those trees. And we're actually getting ready to plant some more trees on our home place and establish some more kind of rare fruit tree, rare citrus trees over there to kind of supplement the stuff we've got over there. There's some stuff I absolutely love over there that we've only got the one tree. And there's some years that all my customers get to the fruit before I do. So if nothing else, I need to have some tucked away at the home place that I can get to it. But it's really, that whole process is really, I've always loved citrus and grew up loving getting to work in the orchard. That experience of working over there has been even more kind of reinvigorating.
We'll be right back. We are joined in studio with Julie Murphy of the Arizona Farm Bureau, and on the phone, Selwyn Justice of the Justice Brothers Ranch and their citrus U picket. Not open yet, but we'll give y'all a way to track it and keep up with it once it opens up, so you know where to go pick your own locally grown citrus.